On a brisk and sunny morning in Logan Canyon, I got to see one of the great northern traditions that is still practiced by outdoorsmen who love snow and dogs. The Cache Valley Canine Challenge is hosted every year at Peter Sinks in Logan Canyon and is made possible through the collaboration of Cache Valley Mushers, Arctic Breeds Rescue, Utah Department of Transportation, and the Forest Service. Teams of 4, 6, and 8 dogs, or a 2-dog junior team, pull mushers on a 7 or 12 mile groomed track.
Wonka, Oliver, Kevin, Graham. Graham's an old lead dog. Oliver's just starting out being lead dog.
That's musher Kenny Rosser, who says it's not just sleds the dogs get to pull. Skijoring and bike joring are musher lingo for having one or two dogs pull a person on skis or a snow bike. In summer, the dogs pull everything from mountain bikes to four-wheelers. Races like the Canine Challenge give Arctic breeds such as Huskies and Alaskan Malamutes an opportunity to meet and do what they were born to do best, pull. Arctic Breeds Rescue, a nonprofit based in Provo, helps match athletic dogs with active caretakers who provide dogs with a lifestyle of work and exercise. Brigham City resident Lee Oakley describes what dogs like these need to thrive.
They are a working dog, so to get them out where they're out running, like doing the sleds or bike joring, ski joring, doing all of their activities, it makes the dogs much more comfortable, because if they don't do that, then the dogs get anxious. They can be, because of their size, they can be destructive. I've known dogs that have literally pulled the carpet off the floor or disassembled a couch. They're not a dog for everyone. For the outdoor enthusiasts, they are awesome.
On site at the race was canine and equine veterinarian from Park City, Utah, Kim Henneman. Vets are always at the races, and on Saturday, Dr. Henneman was teaching 10 Utah State University vet students the unique techniques associated with caring for sled dogs.
On the physical exam for the musculoskeletal stuff, the big things we want to look at are for split pads. We're looking for a frostbite. So I'll do a quick, how you doing? Hi, you're a very good boy. I'll do a little bit of neck moving.
For the past 6 years, Dr. Henneman has been traveling from Utah to Alaska to serve with 50 other veterinarians at the Iditarod. Over the course of 8 days, 72 teams of up to 22 dogs will travel the historic Iditarod Trail.
We love the people. It's wonderful meeting all these Native Alaskans and learning about their culture. Meeting the mushers. The mushers are wonderful people. See the northern lights.
Even after working for days with fewer than 4 hours of sleep and the threat of frostbite, Dr. Henneman returns every year.
I don't know, there's just so many aspects of it. You get to eat caribou and muskox and beaver. It's just a fun challenge, and that's kind of why we keep going.
However, she says, it doesn't matter how much love, time, and resources are available for the dogs. Without snow, the dogs can't race. It has been a record year for snow in Utah, and the mushers are loving it. But for the second time in 3 years, the start of the Iditarod had to be moved north from Anchorage to Fairbanks. Mushers have noticed the effects of climate change as warm temperatures have altered the route and affected their ability to race over ice in the Norton Sound. Last year, extremely warm temperatures on the trail melted raw food caches and several teams of dogs became sick.
There are concerns with many of the natives because it's affecting fishing, it's affecting subsistence hunting because the animals' patterns have shifted, it's affecting their ability to store and use water the rest of the year, and you can definitely see the changes up there.
While northern Utah has over 160% of average snowpack this March, snow-based recreation could still be threatened by long-term trends in snowpack decline. Snowpack at elevations above 8,000 feet remains stable, but lower elevations have had significant declines from 1950 to present. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Julie Kelso.